Did most of them get married? Was that usually the thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of them got married. Well, some of them got married right after they came to school. And, of course, right after I finished school, so many of the boys went into the service because the war had started, and so many were going to join, you know, the different branches of the armed forces.
Okay.
But anyway, I went on to first business school, and I got me a job as a bookkeeper. I learned.
Where was the job?
They had what?
Where was the job?
It was with Almond Company. What I learned is first business school was how to use the bookkeeping machines and the comptometers and different machines like that, which are no longer in use because they've been replaced with replaced with the computer is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And also the calculator.
How long did you work at Armor and Company?
Oh, I worked there for about 3 years.
And how did you get to work from home?
Well, I rode the streetcar.
And was this the streetcar or was it the bus?
It was a streetcar to start off with, and then the buses came about a year or two after that.
Okay, so it was still the streetcar when you started to work, but while you were there, the buses started rolling?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what was the fare?
Oh, I think it was a 10 cent or 15 cent to ride to town. And the streetcar was 10 cents.
The streetcar was cheaper than the bus?
Yeah.
Did the streetcars and buses run simultaneously, or did the streetcars stop running when the buses started?
No, they didn't stop. They kept going for a year or two or three after that even. I think people have to get a little used to things like changes, and so it just took a little time, you know, for the streetcars to stop. However, it seems like that Gate City streetcar stayed on for several years after that. And I do remember, I don't know if I told you or not, about this blind man that lived up the street.
Yeah, you told us.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I didn't know whether I did or not.
Yeah, you told us in the earlier interview about him.
Okay.
After the war, when you got married and you moved to Opelika so that your husband could finish college.
Right, we couldn't get an apartment in Auburn, and we had to go out from Auburn to Opelika, and we found an apartment there.
Did you at one time live in the fraternity house?
Yes, it was during the spring break. The Delta Sig fraternity let us live there because we were right in the middle of moving into Auburn.
So was this just for a week or two, or was this for?
No, this was for about 6 weeks. It was about 6 weeks, I think. It was for the summer.
Oh, for the summer.
Right.
Were y'all the only ones living in the fraternity house, or were there other married couples that lived there, or was the house mother there, or were?
No, the house mother was gone, and all the boys were gone, and they let us stay in the house mother's quarters there at the Delta Sig house. And I went in that big old kitchen and tried to cook on those that big, huge stove. I had never seen a stove that big, and the skillet, it was the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life, to put two pieces of bacon in and two little eggs in it. But it was fun.
Did you go to work in Opelika?
Yes, I went to work for a bank in Opelika. And when your daddy finished school, they wanted him to come to work at the bank also. But he had already been offered this job with Sears on the management program that they had at that time. They trained them to be managers, and so they sent us down to Fort Lauderdale. And there was another couple from Auburn that had been asked too. And so we all, well, both couples went down together. And we got to be real close friends. And we just had a real good time. But we didn't get to stay down there, but I guess almost a year, I guess. And we were down there when the biggest hurricane that ever hit down there came in. The center came in right there where we lived.
You mean the eye?
Yeah, the eye, the hurricane. And that kind of messed up our little house. The water got in, and we had to take our carpeting out, and it was a mess, just a real big mess. We had to leave the house because the water started coming in, and we had to walk to town in water that was up to my hips, and it was about a mile and a half into town. So we had to stay down there for about 3 days, and when we came back, that's when we found all the big mess we had to clean up. But we lived through it.
When your husband was called back into active duty and you had to move to Barksdale Air Force Base, was he in the reserves or was he in the guard?
No, when he came home from England after the war, I can't remember now. He was in the reserve.
Okay, so they reactivated the reserves.
Right, and that was during the Korean deal.
Well, Well, when y'all moved to Barksdale, when you got there, did you find that you knew a whole lot of people from Birmingham that had also been recalled?
Oh, yes. They had recalled, some that was in the Air Force Reserve, and they had that big Air Force Reserve over at the Birmingham Airport. And they recalled, it was 1,000, I believe they said, from over there, which was, you know, from Birmingham.
Oh, so they sent the whole Birmingham group to the same place.
They didn't send all of them. They sent around 700.
Okay.
And the rest they sent to the air base in North Carolina. But anyway, yes, we made lots of friends in at Barksdale. People in Birmingham that we didn't even know. And we all got to be real close, and when we came back home from that, after that, we remained real close friends all these years. And that was the real, you were about, I guess, you were 2.5 years old. When we went in the Korean war, but your daddy never had to go over to Korea. But he did. They did put on what they call combat ready, 24-hour combat ready duty, and was ready to go anytime they called them, but they never called his, you know, group, his squadron. But he did go to England and they took some planes over there a couple of times. And other than that, he didn't get to see any action in that war like he did in World War One.
World War Two. Oh, excuse me. Now this might require a little thinking, and back to your growing up in Birmingham. I realized that Birmingham was an extremely segregated city back in your youth days. Were there any times when you were any time when you were with an integrated type group, or did you really more or less never come in contact with any black people during your youth, other than the household servants at your grandmother's house, or maybe some at your own house?
No.
Is that the only contact you have?
But then the domestic help?
Right.
We treated them, you know, like our family. Just like I did when you all were little, and I had Rose all those many years. She was just like one of us. She just seemed to stay here at my house and stay forever. I could hardly get her to go home. Because she took us on and we took her on.
Well, what I meant was, other than...
No, I was not.
You really had no experience in sharing facilities and that sort of thing. Did you even give it a thought? I mean, because it was so segregated, the fact of black people mixing or going to the same places with white people, that never even really, or I shouldn't say that, did you ever think about things like that?
No, but I guess the closest thing that I could come to was this old Mary that worked for us, and also she lived in the seventh quarters over there, you know, in the back of my grandma and granddaddy. Mary worked every job she could possibly get because she had a daughter, Alice, who used to babysit with us when we were little. And she was a real smart girl, and she was very ambitious, and she wanted to go to college. And her mother saved up every dime she could get, and Alice worked also after school and on the weekends, doing babysitting and so forth, and she got enough money to go to college. She went to, I've forgotten the name of the college up north, somewhere close around Chicago, and she finished college with honors and married a professor. And I lost track of her over a period of time. But she was a very successful, you know, girl.
Yeah.
And she was just you wouldn't mind being with her or taking her or inviting her to your house or a party or anything else. She was just a real fine girl, and she made herself like that. She was just, that's just the way she was. she made something of herself, and everybody thought a lot of her. She didn't sit around waiting for somebody to do something for her.
Yeah.
You know.
Ambitious.
And she did, and she got a scholarship when she finished high school. I don't know where she went to high school, probably. I don't know if Parker High was there, students was there that soon or not. Probably was, I don't know.
Okay. Well, when George Wallace